Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 15, 2022. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, Turkey on the Rise. Mutlum Edin is a long-time student of mine. Although he was born in Turkey, he discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah and began to study with me while living in Sydney, Australia. That was more than 20 years ago. Following his heart, he moved to Israel to be with the study group I lead in Israel, and while here, he began to teach Kabbalah to people in Turkey. A few years ago, he moved back home, and since then, he has devoted every spare minute to his students. I spent all of last weekend with the students that Mutlu had introduced to Kabbalah, and I was in awe. Their questions, their understanding of the principles of the wisdom, and their willingness to connect with one another from heart to heart in order to reveal what Kabbalah teaches filled my heart with joy. I am grateful to Mutlu, and more than delighted to discover that in the spiritual sense, Turkey is a country on the rise. The Turkish nation is an ancient one, with a glorious past and a unique present. It is a hub of cultures and faiths, and its population is diverse. On the one hand, it is a member of NATO, and on the other hand, it is a Muslim country, giving it a pivotal position in international politics. The Turkish Kabbalah students are unique among my students around the world in that they are young, mostly under 30. Typically, people discover the wisdom of Kabbalah not before their late 30s or early 40s, when they begin to ask about the meaning of life. But in Turkey, people as young as 18 or slightly older already ask these serious questions and are willing to exert themselves in order to find the answers. Over the weekend, we spent hours together, conversing and learning, and the people were fully involved, attentive, and responded intelligently to my answers to their questions. But most importantly, they were affectionate toward each other, indicating that they have truly grasped the gist of the wisdom, connection and love of others. The wisdom of Kabbalah teaches how to connect people's hearts above chasms of culture, faith, and ethnicity. Evidently, this idea sits well with the wonderful people I have met in Turkey, and it seems to me that many more will follow. Given Turkey's central position in the world, I believe that if more people embrace the principles of unity above differences, the country will have a significant and positive effect on the entire world. Michael Leitman and Mutlum Edin. What is harmony based on? Question. During some research on the state of harmony, people were asked the following question: under what conditions do you feel in harmony with the world around you? Two options prevailed in the responses. The first was when everything is stable and predictable, and the second when everything is changing rapidly. Is harmony based on stability or on change? These are opposites. Answer: harmony is based on the ability to control the state. That is, not only can we not reach harmony, we cannot even really imagine it. But we can come to what we want to come to control, to be in charge of our state, whatever it may be. This state can be called harmony. Question: as far as I understand, this is an interesting point where both opposites merge, change and a stable state. Whatever my states are, they change, and I have control over them. Is that a stable condition? Answer: yes. This is called a stable state, although in itself it is completely unstable. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, November 18, 2022. Branches extending from infinity. Because we are branches that extend from Ein Sof, the things that are in our root are pleasurable to us, and those that are not in our root are burdensome and painful. Baal HaSulam, The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Inner Observation, Chapter 4, Item 19. This can be explained very simply: things that are related and close to you, you always perceive as right, good, and pleasant. This is how all creatures, everything that lives on earth, is created. This is why we define creation in this way. It procreates its own kind and therefore feels a relationship with what it procreates. From CAB TV's The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Tess, December 4, 2022. Making it convenient for others. Question. During the study of the state of harmony, people were asked the question, what throws you off balance most often? Their answers were, conflicts and rushing. Apparently, at every moment, a certain force acts on a person to bring him out of the state that he reaches. Is there any force that constantly knocks you out of the state of harmony? Answer, what personally knocks me out of balance? I think practically nothing. I am in a state of dynamic equilibrium, I think about its maintenance all the time, meaning, about the system in which I and my students exist and the world around me with which I interact. I am trying to maintain this dynamic balance for the convenience of everyone who wants to be in this world. Comment. This is a very complex system, there must be a huge number of calculations every moment. My response. No, it is very simple. If everyone starts thinking only about making it convenient for others, then the system will always aim for internal balance. From CAB TV's Kabbalah Express, November 18, 2022. At 125 degrees of attainment. Question. When we read a novel, we imagine what is described in it in different ways. If we take, for example, such a line, Paris. She was sitting on the veranda, then 100 people who read it would imagine a different Paris and a different character. How do Kabbalists who read, for example, that the study of the Ten Sephirot perceive the same material in the same way? Answer, they perceive it in different depths. The fact is that the same sentence can be perceived at 125 degrees of attainment, and therefore, they attain it differently, but in the same style, in the same direction, and in the same understanding. This is somewhat similar to how we imagine the novel's character sitting on the veranda, which you gave as an example. Question. But if, let's say, we take the fifth degree of attainment, figuratively speaking, then does everyone who is on it perceive this material completely in the same way? Answer, yes. Is it not the same in our world? If you come to a certain geographical place, then you see the same thing there as the others do. Only your feelings are subjective. They remain yours, but, nevertheless, when you sit down together and talk, you will talk about some common things and at the same time each one will talk about some things subjectively. From CAB TV's I Got a Call. Recommended books December 12, 2013. With a wave of a magic wand. Question. Besides studying the sources, besides the fact that people are trying to understand the thoughts of the Kabbalists, what else is there to help us get away from the daily contradiction that shows that reaching love between people is a very, very difficult task? Answer, Kabbalists have such a magic wand with which they can change the internal qualities of a person. These are certain forces that they awaken in nature. Any person can awaken them, regardless of any conditions, if only there is a desire. Kabbalists are engaged in the fact that they begin to wish that these forces of care, love, attention, and connection would be manifested between them and act on those around them. In the end, I hope it will be possible. Question. So, the whole point is to cause some external influence. Are all the work, all the exertions, and all the efforts that the students have to put in directed precisely at this? Answer, yes, to awaken an external good force that would influence everyone, neutralize our egoism and develop altruism. From CAB TV's Conversations, Israel and its Impact on the World, November 18, 2021. Matter, energy, information. Question. Will everything you have invested in your students eventually be revealed in them? Answer: of course. And for generations. There can be nothing else in them except from me, and I have it from my teacher, and so on. Everything goes according to the hierarchy from the world of infinity. Those who break away from me or become opponents, it means that this is their fate. I feel sorry for such people, but they cannot act in a different way. Question: how do the stages of revelation occur? You say that Rabash laid all the spiritual foundations in you, and you lay them in your students. How does this happen? What are the factors? Answer: matter, energy, and information. Matter is the will to receive, energy is the quality of bestowal that can be transferred outward from the desire, and in accordance with this, information enters people. Desire, screen, light. From CabTVs I got a call. The Fate of the Kabbalist, November 02 TH 2009. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the Torah in one sentence? The Torah is a methodology of receiving light, that is of inviting upon ourselves the influence of the upper light so that it changes our nature from reception to bestowal. Based on CabTV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on November 20, 2022.